Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Assumptions and opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions, beliefs, or policies of WABC Radio.
I would have thought they would have told me about that before just doing what they just did. That's insulting. They got to warn you about me?
It's time to turn on.
Turn On was a show that was going to be hysterical. And it kind of was, but it was way ahead of its time. I'm not sure, even if you saw it today, that maybe that time has also passed.
That's when we sold Turn On, which was an adventure. And Turn On was actually, one day I'm going to run Turn On. It was actually a television show.
We did the show. It came on a Tuesday night, I think, or something like that. It aired first in New York, and we had a opening party out here at a hotel, and we were waiting for the reviews. As it came across the country, it was being canceled. It got canceled in New York, and when it got to Ohio, they shut it off after 15 minutes. I mean, they didn't even let it go the whole half hour. So, the station manager called and said, get that off. I mean, a guy who plays an organ in case the station blows up hadn't played in 20 years. And it came, by the time it got to California, it was off. So we had coming out party and the cancellation party, very economical because it was all in one evening. And gone. I am so proud of it. Yeah.
But it went on, and the original commitment was for 13 shows, and we sold it to Bristol Myers, who were a very, very conservative sponsor. And when they saw the pilot, with Tim Conway in the pilot trying to commit suicide all through the show, they increased the purchase from 13 to 16. And it went on the air, and there was a guy in Cleveland. Nobody ever heard this. There was a guy in Cleveland who wanted ABC to keep Peyton Place on the air. He hated the idea of losing Peyton Place. And so he got on the phone. He had never seen the show. But he got on the phone and called all of the affiliates and said, this is terrible. We have to get rid of it. It's going to ruin your station and my station. And he started calling them, and he called the East Coast, and then he kept calling them and calling them. So they kept canceling the show before anybody had seen it because of this one wing nut in Cleveland, right, who I still say belongs in Silly City in a rubber room, you know. And he was very effective, though. And the network said, we can't do this because we'll lose the network. Nobody had seen the show, and it was just this one wacko in Cleveland. And he said... they said that they had jammed the switchboard, and Tim Conway was there about 6 months later. The switchboard was one phone with two lines on it and a girl sitting there with terminal acne and the IQ of a chrysanthemum, and she was trying to answer the phone while she was still talking to whatever served as a boyfriend. She was the one that said the switchboard was jammed. It was two lines in Cleveland. That was right around when the river caught on fire in Cleveland. You know, this was not Harvard. So anyhow, but it was very effective, and they called, and the network, my deal with the network was that they wouldn't pay me anything unless I agreed to never air the shows.
Kill Pugsley and Dick Grayson too. Barry Mason out and out refuses to help you. You say you wanna get out, you wanna get out, but you're going up against the 18. You better make the most out of this TV dream. You think you're getting the bird's eye view of Genie's navel. Turns out you're flirting with Flick out there in the stable. Sergeant Friday finds out and reads you right. Says take care of Katie's triplets for 1,001 nights. Say you wanna get out, you wanna get out, but Paris got you smothered in cream. Well, there's no escape from this TV. Now you and Napoleon and Solo just thrown up from all the cute little black kids talking like grown up. Our planning won't even let you question the answers until you've tried out for the solid gold dancer. You say you wanna get out, you wanna get out, but doesn't even help if you scream. No, life's not as real as this TV dream. A TV dream. A TV dream. A TV dream. A TV dream.
Welcome to Canceled University. We are going to be discussing the cultures that are canceled. All right, class, let's be in class together now. Class is not canceled.
Listen, if you didn't know you'd be a scam, you're too dumb to keep this job. If you did know you were in on it, either way, you're out. Get out. Go on, let's go.
We have formed a media task force called CURB, C-U-R-B.
CURB.
It stands for Clean Up Radio Broadcasting. What we at CURB would like to do is to work with your station by helping you in any way that we can in bringing wholesome, life-affirming programming to what are, in fact, the public airwaves.
Yes. Well, we'll take all the help we can get. I mean, you know, we're just a little bitty station.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Why, two of your DJs, a Dr. Fever and a Mr. Flytrap, I believe, have a very strong following.
Say, you seem to know quite a little bit about our station.
I sure do. We've asked our membership, 3,000 Christians in Cincinnati alone, to monitor your broadcasts. Do you mind if I bring up something that we've noticed about your station?
Oh, not at all, no.
Well, here's a list of records that have played on your station recently. Now, all of them contain sexually suggestive, if not obscene, lyrics.
Really?
Well, you can see for yourself. The offensive words are typed off on the side here.
Oh, my. I didn't know. Oh, good. Of course, you see, I don't listen to the station too often. To tell the truth, you know,
Really?
Spare a thought for Fox News. They enjoyed the hard-earned and richly deserved nickname of state-run television during the Trump years when their anchors seemed to be anchoring just for Trump. They still are, witness Tucker Carlson last night standing up for the QAnon congresswoman. But the tragic part is a sizable chunk of their audience has moved on after Trump turned on Fox for correctly calling Arizona for Biden. Enter networks like OAN and Newsmax. They now anchor directly at Trump. But we learned today, even Newsmax has limits. Because the folks at Dominion Voting Systems have real good, real aggressive lawyers, here's how this went on Newsmax today when their two anchors welcomed their next guest, the chopped foam pillow maker and Trump Oval Office advisor Mike Lindell.
What happened with your Twitter account and the company page?
Well, first, mine was taken down because we have all the election fraud with these Dominion machines. We have 100% proof. And then when they took it down about 3 weeks ago, I put it back up. My personal,
Mike, thank you very much. You're talking about machines that we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those kinds of allegations. We just want to let people know that there's nothing substantive that we've seen. And let me read you something there. While there were some clear evidence of some cases of vote fraud and election irregularities, the election results in every state were certified, and Newsmax accepts the results as legal and final. The courts have also supported that view. We wanted to talk to you about canceling culture, if you will. We don't want to relitigate the allegations that you're making, Mike, because we understand where you are. So let me ask you this. Do you think that this should be temporary? Because it appears to be permanent. Could you make an argument that it is temporary?
What?
The baseless claim that voting machine companies Dominion and Smartmatic somehow rigged the election on behalf of Joe Biden. Now, both those companies are fighting back, helping turn, at least a little, the endless stream of election disinformation a notch in the right direction, coming at right-wing media with lawsuits. Lou Dobbs, one of Trump's most loyal allies in spreading lies about the election, he lost his show on Fox Business Friday night, just a day after he and Fox News were named in a massive $2.7 billion defamation lawsuit by Smartmatic. Meanwhile, Dominion is refusing to rule out suing Fox News. And here's what their spokesman had to say about Trump backer and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, whose so-called documentary about the election was pulled from YouTube for all the false claims.
Let me say this. Mike Lindell is begging to be sued, and at some point we may well oblige him.
Oblige him.
New York Times reporter Michael Grimbaum, quote, litigation represents a new front in the war against misinformation, a scourge that has reshaped American politics, deprived citizens of common facts, and paved the way for the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol.
A brutal clash with potentially hundreds dead after riots broke out between pro-something and anti-something groups this week. We'll have more out of the volatile area that conflict is probably taking place in. And later, still think the elderly can't enjoy K-pop? Well, we've got three different studies that all agree with you. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and if this isn't the news, then I don't know what is. Stay with us.
Well, we're barely 2 weeks into President Biden's term, and the press just cannot seem to get enough of him. Let's take a look at how some of our colleagues have been covering the administration so far.
My fellow Americans, today is Tuesday. And after that, I'll level with you. It'll be Wednesday.
There you have it. It's absolutely unprecedented, Aaron. President Biden has been speaking for nearly 2 minutes now without telling a single lie.
And after that, God willing, it'll be Friday.
It really gives you goosebumps, doesn't it?
Support
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United
by
Airlines,
Borders, Books and Music, Jutuce, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
publicradio.com. United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising. National Public Radio. National Business Radio.
Comes from
United Airlines,
Borders, Books and Music,
Jutuce, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio.com.
Public
Radio.
Nonstop business.
Underwriting today is provided by Ink to Me. That's Ink to Me Scaling.
National Public Radio.
At inktomi.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business Group.
.com.
Public Radio. National Public Radio. Nonstop Business Group.
Should be tips, techniques, and answers. .com. Soil amendments and mulches. .com.
National Public Radio.
Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
NationalBusinessRadio.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Former President Trump is resigning from the Screen Actors Guild ahead of a disciplinary hearing that could have removed him from the union. He was facing expulsion over his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
He sent them a scathingly stupid letter that begins, "I write to you regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares? Oh, I know. The guy who took the time to write a letter, who also has skin so thin it makes Philo dough seem like Kevlar." He proceeds, taking a stroll down traumatic memory lane. "While I'm not familiar with your work, I'm very proud of my work on movies such as Home Alone 2, Zoolander, and Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. Yes, who could forget his role as himself in Home Alone 2, or his total immersion as himself in Zoolander, or when he disappeared into the role of himself in Wall Street 2? He's a chameleon in that, to be on camera, I bet he'd eat a bug." The letter concludes, "As such, this letter is to inform you of my immediate resignation from SAG-AFTRA. You have done nothing for me."
The response from the union's leadership was just two words: "Thank you."
It's not that easy being green.
I can't wait to talk about Georgia representative and woman waving "Heil, neighbor," Marjorie Taylor Greene. See, Greene is one of the new QAnon Congress folk who has claimed 9/11 was a hoax, school shooting massacres were false flag events perpetrated by government officials, and the California wildfires were caused by a secret Jewish space laser. Huh. What could make someone believe such crazy conspiracy theories? Could it be chemtrails? Online, Greene also has endorsed the idea of executing Democratic leaders. Kind of bad look when you're okay with your new coworkers getting murdered. "Hey, guys, I cannot wait to join the team. Tell you what, I'm going to cut your hamstring, give you a 30-minute head start before I hunt you with a crossbow." Right? Drinks later? This evening, the House voted to kick Greene off her committee assignments, including budget and education. But if she's not in charge of education, who's going to tell all those students that there never really was a shooting? Before the House vote, Greene defended herself, and she came very close to denouncing QAnon.
"Later in 2018, when I started finding misinformation, lies, things that were not true in these QAnon posts, I stopped believing it. And I want to tell you, any source, and I say this to everyone, any source of information that is a mix of truth and a mix of lies is dangerous."
You're right. It's dangerous to mix a truth like you saying, "I used to believe in QAnon," and you lying like, "Now I don't anymore." She did try to clear the air on some of her past statements.
"I also want to tell you 9/11 absolutely happened."
You know what? This may come as a surprise to you, but those of us who watched those buildings burn with our bare eyes here in the New York City area are not that impressed with your willingness to admit that it happened. I believe we as a nation promise to always remember it happened. What's your bumper sticker say? 9/11, oops, I forgot. This is the modern GOP. They want credit for recognizing reality. Well, that certainly would have changed Reagan's famous speech.
"Mr. Gorbachev, this is a wall."
After that insult to the memory of 9/11 victims, Greene tried to pass the buck to the media about what things she said and did.
"You see, big media companies can take teeny tiny pieces of words that I've said that you have said any of us and can portray us into someone that we're not.
They take teeny tiny pieces of words, what the deep state calls letters, and they jam them together to make these things called sentences that I wrote that make me look like a monster. Green tried to stress that her previous support of conspiracies doesn't represent who she is now.
I never said any of these things since I have been elected for Congress. These were words of the past.
All words are words of the past. These words I'm saying right now, they're in the past, he said seconds ago. And what do you mean, since you've been elected for Congress? That's less than 3 months ago. Honey, I don't understand why you're upset. I haven't had sex with your sister once since we started this conversation. The sex I had with her doesn't represent who I am today. Though tomorrow would be nice. The only reason the House had to hold this vote in the first place was thanks to minority leader and man watching his family leave for a road trip without him, Kevin McCarthy. Instead of this vote, Democrats asked McCarthy, as leader of the House Republicans, to discipline Green for her past comments. At the same time, his fellow House Republicans were enraged at the pro-impeachment vote of Wyoming representative and woman who just got invited to go hunting with her dad, Liz Cheney. So last night, McCarthy called a meeting of every House Republican and boldly led them on a road to nowhere, declining to take concrete action against Green while also moving to protect Cheney. In other words, McCarthy believes that in the GOP civil war, there are
very fine people on both sides.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. Give us time to
Some people are already being punished for their role in the assault on the Capitol. The latest to be arrested by the FBI is Capitol rioter Sam Fisher. When he's not trying to overthrow democracy, Fisher is a self-styled Manhattan dating coach who goes by the name Brad Holiday. Fisher's video collection suggests a fierce devotion to a hyper-masculine ethos. Fisher is in federal custody, but some of the seditionists are getting off pretty easy. For instance, on Friday, a federal judge ruled that a woman charged in U.S. Capitol riot can take a trip to Mexico. That's ridiculous. You can't let her go on vacation. She's clearly a flight risk because there's a pandemic, and I seriously doubt she's going to wear a mask on that flight. The rioter in question is named Jenny Louise Cudd, who sought permission for her Mexico getaway for a work-related bonding retreat with her employees and their spouses. That has got to suck for her employees and their spouses. Hey, honey, great news. Jenny got arrested for attacking Congress, so we won't have to spend the whole Mexico trip learning how to say stop the steal in Spanish. I'm sorry, the judge did what? The Mexico trip may be an attempt to boost company morale because Cudd claims that the insurrection brought negative attention for her floral business, which received 500 negative reviews on Google from across the country. They were harsh, like this one. Flowers were delivered by a Nazi who smashed our windows. Also, too much baby's breath. Despite the bad reviews, Cudd expressed no regrets.
What they're trying to do is cancel me because I stood up for what it is that I believed in. And I can tell you this, and I've told everybody this, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Okay, I think you're trying to cancel you, because I'm pretty sure what you just said is admissible in court as a confession. Your Honor, my client did not do it, and she did do it, and she'll do it again. Okay, the defense rests, and the defense quits. And the defense really regrets going to law school. God, are you guilty?
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.